We dig into the world of music history. Back in 1970, Creedence Clearwater Revival started a nine-week run at number one with an outstanding album, Cosmos Factory, which was the nickname they gave to the studio where they were recording the album, The Warehouse. Number one, the album, tons of songs you would know, including this one, Up Around the Bend. That's a good one from CCR. Starting a nine-week run at number one on this day on the album chart with Cosmos Factory back in 1970. Scott Bertram in for Steve here on the Steve Gruber Show, stevegruber.com, at Steve Gruber Show on Twitter. Find me on Twitter at Scott Bertram, S-C-O-T-B-E-R-T-R-A-M. And we're joined now on the program by Laura Cox, Michigan Republican Chairwoman. Laura, thanks for jumping on the Steve Gruber Show.
Good morning, Scott. Thanks for having me.
Appreciate you you being with us. And before we get, I know there's an event taking place in Detroit on Thursday. We played this clip earlier, Laura, and we'll play it again tomorrow. This compilation of media members across the cable networks and largely MSNBC and CNN, just like salivating over a recession. They know the economy is doing so well. They know one way to perhaps tank President Trump's reelection bid is if a recession were to happen. And now everywhere you turn, people are talking recession. It's incredible that people are trying to talk down what's been a very successful economy. No, I'm just was asking for Laura's response. Sorry.
I'm sorry. I thought you were playing a clip.
So did my producer. I must have set that up poorly. That's bad on me. I'm sorry.
No, I'm sorry. Well, no, it's actually absolutely terrible that the media would want to have the United States of America go into a recession and talk about that and have that be their talking point. You know, the bottom line is the president's policies, our economic policies, have been wonderful for the country and really, really good for Michigan. And we're going to keep talking about that. And the fact that they've kind of resorted to such below-the-belt conversations is just, it's kind of problematic of what the media has become, and that's just really sad.
So let's talk about what's happening. Let's see. Is it today? The Women for Trump event in Detroit?
Today. Yeah. Today's Thursday.
I have I have young kids, Laura. I have no idea what day it is. I don't even know what month it is most of the time.
Oh, goodness. My baby's 19 now, so I've been through that. Been there, done that. Yes, tonight we are hosting Katrina Pearson, who a lot of folks know who she is. She's a close advisor to the Trump campaign, but has been active for years on the media. We're hosting an evening to empower, and it's a discussion up in Troy, Michigan, Women for Trump. And we're kind of doing this kind of centered around the 99th anniversary of the 19th Amendment. So we want to mobilize volunteers, and we want to engage voters. And so we're doing some Trump victory leadership training. And we're really excited to have her in town to kind of help kick it off. And we have about over 200 folks signed up in Troy, so we're really excited. And this is happening across the country in 14 different cities, and we're excited to be one of them.
Can people still get involved or attend at this late hour?
Yes, they can. They can go to www.donaldjtrump.com and then /events. And they can register to take part in that event today. And there is one, I believe, in Ingham County as well. I'm going to be out in Troy, but we're going to have some local state representatives there in Ingham County. So they can get onto that website. Again, it's www.donaldjtrump.com/events. And they can find that event for them locally.
Now, if you listen to many in the media, of course, Laura, Donald Trump is a misogynist, right? Beyond doubt, we know that's not the case. And part of the reason we know is because what he has actually done for women during the course of his administration. Give us a taste of what might be discussed tonight.
Well, I think we're just going to talk about a lot of the successes, and I always say the track record that we can point to, things that are important to voters across the country. And, you know, just specifically, unemployment rate fell at its lowest point to 3.9% in 65 years for women. you know, 2.5 million more women are in the workforce under President Trump's leadership. You know, he had in his tax reform package, he increased the child tax credit by 100% to keep more money in the pockets of these mothers, these hardworking mothers that are trying to run a family. You know, these kinds of things have affected, I think I have the numbers, 8.2 million Americans have been lifted out of poverty mm-hmm. since 2016 under his leadership. So we're really excited to talk about his track record. We're going to train folks on some skills, and part of it is voter registration. That's the kind of the local push that we're doing right now, and we're really excited to do that, to talk about what the president stands for. And I think when you look at the candidates on the other side, there's a stark difference, and you know, we want to talk about that. We want voters to think about that. And in November, I believe that they're going to reelect our president.
Yeah, we got about 45 seconds, maybe. What's your feeling on the ground talking to people and getting reactions? Michigan razor thin last time in 2016, very important heading toward 2020. What's the feeling on the ground?
I think it's good. You know, I feel people are getting excited. It's still early, and, you know, we don't know who the opponent is. And I think once we have that opponent identified, it makes our job a lot easier to really right. show the stark difference. But there are a plethora of socialist agendas with the opponents that are, you know, looking to run against the president. And I think once, you know, we can talk about their differences between our president, I think that it'll be a pretty clear decision to support and reelect him in November of 2020.
DonaldJTrump.com/events. Scroll down a bit. You'll see Women for Trump, the event in Troy, Michigan, which is happening tonight. And still available to sign up, register. Laura Cox, Michigan GOP chairwoman. Thanks for joining us here on the Steve Gruber Show.
Thank you, Scott.
Need a new approach for your health issues? Are you sick and tired of being tired and sick? Well, Wyckoff Wellness in East Lansing offers IV Energy Boost infusions, ozone infusions, ultraviolet blood irradiation, chelation, plus IV vitamin, mineral, and nutrient treatment. Buy a package of 5 infusions or treatments this month and save big with discount pricing. IV therapies can help improve energy, treat chronic fatigue, fibromyalgia, autoimmune diseases, Lyme disease, cancer, and more. Find out more at WYCOFFwellness.com or call 517-333-7270.
Someone has to step up. Someone has to step up and take a leadership role for the games to be played. That someone is an official. Someone with the love of the game and of kids and the courage to make the tough calls and take the heat. Getting started is easy. To become a registered high school game official, call or click the Michigan High School Athletic Association. A message from the Michigan High School Athletic Association, promoting the value and values of educational athletics.